Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jim Ross is taking time away from AEW. Plus, an NXT 2.0 star could be getting a call up. And what is an upward spiral match? Let's talk about it. For Friday, November the 26th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. We send our best wishes to Boomer Sooner, to good old JR Jim Ross today, who is going to be taking some time away from the commentary table. It was revealed last month that Jim Ross has been diagnosed with skin cancer. He has had an operation to remove some of the skin cancer, and he is now in the process of going through radiation therapy. He was hoping to be able to keep on working through it, but he put out a tweet yesterday saying, due to my skin cancer care, totaling 22 radiation treatments starting Monday, I will hopefully return to the announce desk on December the 29th in Jacksonville. Tony Khan supports me on this strategy, which has been a blessing. My thanks for all of your support. Jim Ross wasn't keen on taking any time away, but he did point out that these 20-plus radiation treatments were going to come pretty thick and fast, and it would be quite a workaround. And the fact that he was so keen to continue working through them is a testament to the work ethic of the Hall of Fame wrestling commentator. And we here at Cultaholic and wrestling fans around the world wish Jim Ross a full and speedy recovery, and we hope to see him back behind the commentary table before the end of the year.
Odyssey Jones having a great time in that ring. Less can be said of the other two.
I don't think Andre Chase is enjoying the view from the outside, but what does Jones think? No way.
Yes.
Oh, no.
What a win for Odyssey Jones.
Series winner, Odyssey Jones.
Lots of potential new stars on NXT 2.0's roster. Of course, we talk about the likes of Von Wagner, who's already appeared on SmackDown. Bron Breakker, who has been part of the UK tour on the SmackDown brand as well. But what are the names that could potentially be getting called up to the main roster pretty soon is neither of those. Cage Side Seats put out a message saying there has already been some interest in calling up NXT 2.0's Odyssey Jones to the main roster in WWE. We first saw Odyssey Jones as part of the breakout tournament before the 2.0-ness properly got underway. And he's got that great big guy energy. Some real fun energy about Odyssey Jones. I totally get why WWE would be keen to do more stuff with him on the main roster. Some obvious comparisons have been made to the likes of Keith Lee and Mark Henry in Odyssey Jones. And I'm intrigued to see what he would do on the main roster. I think the thing is with this 2.0 lot is because Vince and Bruce Pritchard are far more hands-on with the production and the development of the talent, I can't see many of these being amiss when they get called up to the main roster. I feel like they're all kind of being properly kitted out to do WWE's style of sports entertainment. You know? Somebody like a Von Wagner already appearing on SmackDown. Bron Breakker is a shoo-in as a future WWE champion, without a doubt. And then you've got Toxic Attraction, who would be an amazing addition to the women's tag team division, or lack thereof, on the main roster. You're not short of people that can get the call up and go on to do great things on NXT 2.0. But right now, Odyssey Jones seems to be one they're keeping an eye on. Speaking on the NXT roster, what is the latest with Johnny Gargano? So, Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio talked about this last night. Gargano has signed a contract extension, as we know. Talked about this yesterday, which is going to keep him in WWE until beyond War Games. And then from there, I guess we'll see. Dave Meltzer on the Observer Radio show says that Johnny has been offered a multi-year contract with WWE. Initially didn't even offer an extension, and they were hoping to get it signed off and get him back into the book straight away. The situation, according to Dave, remains up in the air, and Gargano is currently exploring all options. I find it difficult to think at this point of Gargano doing anything other than leaving WWE, but that's just a hack opinion, that is.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Another name has been added to the AAA Mega Heavyweight Championship match at AAA show next weekend. Samurai de Sol, Jay Lethal, and Hio Del Vikingo are being joined by Bobby Fish, one of the latest signings to AEW. He will be heading to Mexico to be part of Triple Mania's big event next weekend, fighting for the title that Kenny Omega forfeited last weekend. Some phenomenal news from Game Changer Wrestling. So they're doing the Hammerstein Ballroom next year in January. And they put out an announcement fairly late on yesterday saying that due to overwhelming ticket demand, they were changing the layout of the ballroom to accommodate for more seats. They then announced that Eddie Kingston from AEW is going to be a part of the show at the ballroom. And in the last 20 minutes at time of recording, Game Changer Wrestling have officially sold out the Hammerstein Ballroom. Now, this is a big thing, right? Because this is now the biggest show that GCW has ever put on. Not only that, but this is the highest attended wrestling show in the Hammerstein Ballroom ever. And we are taking into account shows put on at the ballroom by Ring of Honor, by ECW and by WWE. And Game Changer Wrestling has smoked them all. Incredibly excited to see what GCW do in the Hammerstein Ballroom in January. And finally, what is an upward spiral match? Let's let Jeff Hardy explain this one. He was in a conversation on Inside the Ropes. And he said, I've had this weird idea for an upward spiral match. I don't know if you know this, but back in the day, WCW used to film at Universal Studios in Orlando, and it was on a stage, but the ring would spin. It would spin, and even as a little kid watching it, I think it would be implanted into my brain. I was going, what if there was a match where you'd wrestle for 5 minutes, but then there was a beeping noise, and the ring started spinning? Then it spins at a certain speed for a certain amount of time, and then you stop. Naturally, you get dizzy, but then another 2 minutes and it starts to spin again, but just a little faster. I'm just curious if you could run spots as the ring's spinning and be safe. The upward spiral match. I'm really sad that this isn't the Vince Russo era of TNA, because I genuinely think by now we may have had an upward spiral match. Andrew is back on Twitch tonight from 6 p.m. GMT. It's a big old beefy bussy Friday for our boy Andrew Hodkinson. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. The Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast goes live later today on this here podcast feed and on our YouTube channel as well. It is Matthew, Jack and Ross chewing over this bloody week in the wrestling and taking your questions from the mailbag and answering one big question from the wrestling week as well. Also, over the weekend on the podcast feed, you got a brand new episode of the Classic SmackDown review, as Matthew and myself watch every episode of SmackDown from the very beginning to its very, very bitter end. That is on the podcast feed over the weekend.
And then Triple H appears in the gym like a genie, and he literally says, I put down brackets, make Tom say this, Triple H, what are you doing here? Now, Tom, we're not allowed to play audio SmackDown on the podcast. We've been told off.
He said it!
Oh, that was you doing that, was it? Oh,
he said it!
I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.